Don't let the little gadget take over your life. Did you know that smartphones have only been around since Steve Jobs and Apple introduced the first smartphone in 2007? Jobs claimed it would revolutionize our world, and he was right. Maps, cameras, and media players are incorporated in our smartphones. None of these functions were thought possible when Martin Cooper invented the mobile phone in 1973. However, when it comes to technology, 50 years is like going back to the days of the first ancient Chinese dynasty. It is hard to remember life without them, let alone live without them. The benefits that come with a smartphone are almost immeasurable. Thanks to a variety of apps, internet access is usually available, and we can use smartphones to do our accounts, find places to keep fit, and keep to our New Year's resolutions. Our smartphones can also link to home surveillance systems, so we can always check up on our homes, and parents can check up on their children while they are out. But as with all revolutionary products, there is also a dark side. Even when we use our phones to help us stay healthy, they create new physical problems for us. Doctors are now diagnosing text neck. When we spend a lot of time playing games or texting, we usually sit hunched over the phone, straining our neck. It gets worse over time and badly affects our posture. There is also mobile phone elbow, which is a tingling or numb sensation from the elbow to the fingers after the elbows have been bent for too long. Too much time looking at the screen can result in blurred vision, eye strain, or severe headache, as the blue light emitted by smartphones is harmful. Smartphones also impair our cognitive functions. By relying on our phones to answer our questions, we slowly lose the ability to think analytically and logically, and the ability to reach a conclusion simply by looking at all aspects of the situation. Depression and anxiety are on the rise. There are also symptoms of addiction. Smartphone users become agitated when they are not near or cannot use their phones. And it now has a name, nomophobia. Other symptoms include being unable to focus on work, thinking the phone is vibrating when it's not, and constantly checking the phone for updates. It may seem like a lot to blame all these problems on such a small device, but phones can even cause disturbed sleep. The more we are on our phones and interacting less in real life, the more depressed they are making us. Regular exercise releases endorphins in our bodies, which make us happier. If we trade the exercise for simply looking at our phones, we are trading happiness for depression. Overdependence on phones affects us socially. Our interpersonal relationships rely on nonverbal communication, good listening skills, and a sensitive attitude. When people are constantly on the phone, their friends can feel neglected, leading to a lack of trust between friends. On a wider scale, it can lead to lower productivity in schools and at work, and increasing medical costs for conditions that should be preventable. What can we do? Well, we need to use mobile phones cautiously. Smartphones have made our lives much easier and enabled us to work more efficiently, but it should go no further than that. Technology should be our tool, not our master. We should be more aware of the side effects that come with constantly using smartphones and remind ourselves what matters most in our lives. Instead of indulging ourselves in smartphones, why don't we take a phone-free day occasionally, take up a sport, and meet with people face to face?